The headquarters of ONUWA, head by the Israeli military over the course of the genocide. ONUWA has always served as a lifeline to every Palestinian trapped in the besieged territory. Israel has always been targeting UN buildings, and this is not only building targeted by the Israeli military over the course of the genocide. Just here, in this street in particular, we can see many schools, UN schools, that have been struck by Israel, and those UN schools have been turned into shelters during the past 14 months for displaced Palestinians. And until this moment, there are still thousands of families taking these schools as refuge. However, Israel has made these schools unusable, and particularly the headquarters.
The consequences are enormous since this is UNRWA, which assists people in Gaza. It is the only way to help them. As long as UNRWA operates like this, Israel continues to obstruct all means of life for the population. Israel has threatened the only source of assistance we have from UNRWA, resulting in increased strain and suffering for us.
Targeting international organizations, especially the United Nations, which were the backbone of the Palestinian people before and throughout the war, has serious implications for the supply of aid and medical, administrative, and educational services to Gaza residents. People will lose access to life-saving aid and services as a result of the targeting of headquarters, schools, hospitals and public clinics.
Nothing in Gaza has escaped Israeli attacks over the course of the past 14 months, including this UNRWA school. For Palestinians inside the beleaguered territory, UNRWA is a lifeline for them, as they have always been benefiting from its services. However, the continued decimation of its buildings and Israel's decision to ban UNRWA from operating inside Gaza is going to put thousands of lives in peril. Abu Bakr Abid, Gaza City, Press TV.